Welcome back to Kitchen Curiosity, the podcast that delves into the heart of food service and hospitality. Today I'm in Milan at the host exhibition, and we're on the exhibition floor, actually in the Alley Group corporate booth. To join this episode, this next hour, I've actually got 12 guests today, broken into three segments, so there's quite a lot to get through, but hopefully we're going to give you a real insight into host, the exhibition, and what's happening at the moment in the world of food service equipment. The first segment, I'm joined by two gentlemen from the Alley Group, an independent designer from a company called V12, and also a representative from Host Milan from the exhibition organisers. So without much more ado, I'll get straight into it and let my first guests introduce themselves and introduce this episode.
Hi, my name is Michele Romano. I am the business and brand development director of the Alley Group. We are basically taking part to the show. There are 55 brands within the Alley Group exhibiting at the Host, which is the most important show by far in Europe, and I would say even extended to a wider area of the world. I think that according to what I can see from this morning, seems to be a very successful show today.
Yeah, for day one.
Okay, it's very promising.
We'll come back to you in a moment. So, Francesca, welcome. Yeah. How are you?
Thank you so much for this invitation. So, my name is Francesca Cavalla. I'm the head of hospitality exhibition Fiera Milano. So it's a great pleasure also to hear this kind of details and opinion, because we are very obviously excited. This is the first day. Mm-hmm. So obviously we just start, and we're very excited to be here. The Alley Group booth, all the companies, we just travel. We work together since so many years, and also during the last month very hardly together. And it's very important also to stay by side to companies. So it's very a pleasure, for me to be here with you. So thank
Perfect.
You so much.
Thank you for giving up your time to come and join us on the podcast. It's good to get insight as well. Andrea, I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. That's Andrea Giannoni. This is a marketing director of Alley Contract Alley Group. We are one of the kitchen and laundry contractors within the Alley Group, and it's so good to be here. It's an amazing opportunity to reconvene with industry peers and friends, and it's a lot of positive vibes so far today.
Perfect, thank you. And our last guest for this segment, Valerio from V12, I'll let you introduce yourself.
Good to see you, Radford. Everyone, nice to see you. My name is Valerio Cometti. I'm the creative director of V12 Design, an independent product design firm. Host is one of my favorite shows of all. We work in so many businesses, automotive, consumer electronics, but the combination of technology and humanity that Host has, to me, is quite unique. We have quite a few new designs being displayed, but very happy to be here.
Fantastic. Great. Well, I'll kick it off. So for everyone, how's it been so far today with the show? Does anybody want to start us off with that point from your perspective?
Yeah, I'm just very interesting also to have this, moment, because I'm in few hours and talking about the design, innovation. So it's, I think this keywords probably of this edition,
yeah.
Innovation, design, that just create together this spectacular products, I think. I just have also a meeting this morning with another company just to check the new products, the prototype also that in the host exhibition you present. So it's incredible. All the companies that they work so hard with passion to create these, opportunities to the business. It's incredible.
Yeah. There's quite a few new products out there I saw today, and there's a lot of cooking going on and live theater.
I think this is either the 8th or 9th host that I've attended. And when I started, again, 15, 16, 17 years ago, design wasn't really much of a presence. We were one of the first firms working with some of the early adopters of design. Now, happily, luckily, I should be upset, but instead I'm just pleased to see that design culture, the eye for the detailed materials, has spreaded loads. So it is really interesting to see that also at your level, design has become one of the keywords, and I can witness the growth of it. It's just amazing.
It's probably also because the people are much more now request and needs experience, so everything about the eyes also is important. So the products, the machine, so probably everything is a good combination.
Very true.
Probably for that. So.
Well, from my side, I was having yesterday morning a preliminary visit to support our people setting up the booths here, and I was very surprised because I saw so many new products, advanced technologically, technologically advanced products. I was very surprised positively. And today the second surprise was that I've never seen a first day of the show as busy as this one.
Okay, right, seriously.
Absolutely very, very busy.
Yeah, yeah. But how's it been for you here on the Ali stand? Have you been quite busy?
Fantastic. It's fantastic. We've got a lot of people coming over just to say hi, a lot of handshakes, a lot of smiles, and people is really willing to reconnect, and because that's a fantastic opportunity to reconnect after a couple of years. Maybe you have changed the areas, if you didn't have had the opportunity of traveling that particular area of the world for some reasons, then everybody comes here. Milan in these 5 days is, or a little bit more than 5 days, because
also in the night.
Last night, we started last night, and it's going to end up by the end of next week. So Milan is really the center of the world, and it's amazing. It's a lot of energy, and it's absolutely brilliant. So.
Yeah. You talk about design, but what are the other big topics at the moment on the exhibition floor going on, do you think? Sustainability
I may have a bit of a privileged eye because it's my business. Yeah. Definitely sustainability is there.
Yeah.
But I would probably say the overall customer experience, if I have to use a big word, because yes, technology, innovation, new material, but it's the eye of keeping an eye and attention on the actual experience, which brings all the senses, the higher expectation that goes past the mere delivering of a food or heating something. Yeah. That I think is the underlying element to some of the most successful companies out there. Not everyone is there yet.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can see now the companies that start having this culture, this approach, and it makes a lot of difference.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely.
And I'm pretty curious to see around how the different companies, the different manufacturers are looking into enhancing the experience of the user or of the client. I mean, I'm pretty curious about AI. There's a lot, it's a hot topic.
Yeah,
I'd like to see how the different manufacturers have implemented, or what's their vision in implementing it to make it more, I mean, usable and effective.
Yeah, yeah.
For efficiency for us. Also.
Yeah. Francesca, have you had time to walk around all the exhibition? I mean, you've been busy, obviously, with the organizing.
I obviously did it before the show starts, so I just have a look around also in the last days. And this morning, yes, so I was, in all pavilions. So I just trying to walk and check, obviously. It's really, I feel a good energy, and so I'm happy also to hear from your side your opinion. I think really to see a lot of passion about prototype, about the innovation and AI also, so I have very attention to that, and also to create much more efficiency. We work a lot with the poly design, so we also have an award of the smart efficiency also product. So this is something that we create during the years, and step by step we would like to tell a story about it with companies, so the companies are involved, obviously.
So if anyone's visiting, because this podcast is going to come out, so we're recording on Friday, it's coming out tomorrow morning. If anyone's visiting, anyone got any hints or tips? I mean, obviously, comfortable shoes.
Yeah, that's not what I was about to say.
But anyone give any hints and tips as, like, where to go?
I mean, cooking range, I think that there's a couple of new things to see, interesting. I've seen going through the stand some new design colors, interesting colors, which we've never seen before, and then I'm pretty sure that somebody sitting at this table has something to tell about it.
I can see your eyes on me, but we had it's been a lovely, lovely experience. We had a privilege to be working with Silco, one of your companies. So much fun, great design expectations, and yes, maybe if you happen to be at Pavilion 7, go to see Silco. Again, it's embarrassing, I don't want to talk about myself, but it's a really beautiful cooking range, high-end, stunning materials, the ergonomics, the manufacturing quality of it. So, that would be a good example. Not because I'm involved, but again, as a tribute to...
It's an eye-catcher, right? When you
Quite noticeable.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a real the way you set it up.
This edition of the show with the previous one, I think there is a huge effort in improving the design, the technology, which I didn't see, for example, 2 years ago.
Okay.
Most definitely. And considering a detail more down to earth, I also noticed a great quality in displaying the products compared to two or four years ago.
Very true.
Right, okay.
Yeah, there is a huge effort.
You mean the way it's marketed and the way the stands are
absolutely
built?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And this is probably the result of, as we said before, so the image, the customized booth on the image of all the products, in all pavilions I see the same.
Yeah.
So in the food service equipment, where you have in the coffee world, in the bakery equipment, so also if you have equipment, but the image is incredible of the booth, so this is probably the result of what we said before.
If I may add, I will structure my visit. I will start early in the morning with the coffee pavilion, so you get a free coffee. Then you move to bakery and nibble something around lunch, and then don't miss the ice cream. This is how I structure my every day here.
Yeah, so I basically
eat for free.
You have already found them.
Follow this order.
Definitely the ice cream.
Yep.
That's a must.
Yep.
I went to the Carpegiani stand and had a number of ice cream.
Not food, like finished food, but in the whole show we don't have just it's raw materials. So we have a lot of components, but it's not food, finished food. Is always compared hospitality from raw materials, but we just try to create also a layout that could help also the visitor visit. So trying to consider the food service, so you have six halls, but maybe one part you have much more cooking equipment, in the other one is much more large scale distribution, in the other one much more sliders machines. So we try to assign also, create much more, I mean, could be much more easy, no?
Yeah.
So for the visitors to visit the show.
To understand.
Which also, I think this year, as far as I've heard from colleagues and friends from other, even from other sectors, Poste is attracting people from other industries as well. So the retail industry, which is connected to food service, equipment, manufacturing, and so on. Investors. We've got a lot of people who are in the coming days planning to visit the show, and that approach you were mentioning before about is something which will be make everything much easier for people from other industries to
match and see. Contamination probably.
Yeah, everything is. You should have the. I have the feeling that everything is around the corner. So. Even though we have how many pavilions to walk?
16.
Well, I think supply chain is very important for everybody. So there are probably people hunting for something new, for new opportunities, business opportunities.
Yes.
That's probably one
of the points. Think it's become, do you think it's become more international? I mean, it's always been international. I know that. But for me, it just feels like it's even more international now.
It is.
Is it the largest in the world? I don't know if we're one of the largest in the world.
It is the only exhibition where you don't have food. So it's only equipment and raw materials, as I said. Yeah. So
and there's a lot of it.
And we have 40% of internationality in terms of companies, so the exhibitors, and also we hope visitors as well. And we have also new countries from like Canada. We have companies from South America, from also Saudi Arabia. So this year seems to be also...
China as well.
Yeah, also. But we always just check every profile of all the companies is absolutely well-known from our side.
Why do you think it is that it's now become like almost the international destination for food service equipment? Why do you think that's happened? Is that, I mean, it's because of your marketing or...
I think it's probably the manufacturer companies, that's for sure.
The quality of the exhibitors.
Yes, the quality that everybody... I mean, try to find also. The quality is there.
Yeah.
The keywords, I think, for me. So, yeah, I think so.
Okay. Anything to add, Michele?
Well, I think the main drivers in the industry are from Italy, from Germany, from France.
Yeah.
Now from China, I would say.
Yeah.
From Turkey.
Yeah.
US, of course.
Of course.
Half of our group is made by American companies. So those are probably... This is the formula which is making the host show very successful.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I agree. And also bearing in mind that a lot of money, a lot of investments are planned in Italy when it comes to the hospitality segment, especially in the high-end segment. So not only with the primary destinations like Milan and Rome, but in the coming years, not in a long distance, but in the coming years there will be a lot of development, and a lot of foreign investors will be here in Italy opening high-end hotels and investing in what's in properties, in a style of properties where they have invested in other areas of the world, but now the Italian market is ready, is mature enough to, you know, accept this sort of investments and to generate business and revenue.
And for people that maybe haven't visited Host before, why should they come here?
Because they found the hospitality, as I said,
the full circle.
Completely, filled. In 5 days, you have the possibility to see really everything, from the machine, to the oven, to the equipment, appliances, to the coffee, to the raw materials, to the contract. So also the design, the tableware. So you really have, I think, everything.
And also, I agree. And also the average quality here at this show, knowing foreign shows of similar kind, it's really, really high. So you jump on a plane, you come to Milan, and you see the very best of a broad range of manufacturing skills and industrial offer. So because of the level, I think it's worth jumping on a plane and coming to Milan, for sure.
Definitely.
With that little bit of Italian touch, which makes everything unique.
Of course.
Also, the city, obviously.
Great nights out.
We tend to bring things together in a nice way. Let's put it this way.
Yeah.
Michele, why do you think people should
becoming, like it was in the past, the telephone book of the industry, because anything is inside. You can find anything you want. The audience is huge, from the States to Australia, New Zealand. So it's really the place to be, I would say.
Absolutely. Okay, and just some final thoughts as we wrap up. You know, any hopes for this week? Anything you're hoping to achieve? I mean, for you, maybe, what does success look like for you, maybe, for this week?
For me, absolutely that the company are, satisfied. This is the most, the priority is this for me. We just absolutely, create everything, like this platform, this international platform with all the companies, so together. And for my personal opinion, I would like just to see all the companies really satisfied about their business.
Okay, Lee, what success look like for you today?
Very simply, to make our customers happy.
Keep the UK consultants happy.
Yes, of course. I was running already a marathon this morning.
Yeah.
For me, I'm pretty sure we'll learn something new and touch and feel new products, and that would be fantastic. Fill in the gaps, let's put it this way.
To me, my success is seeing the faces of my customers, the entrepreneurs, the managers, see the relief because they've invested in our ideas, often quite a few millions behind our ideas. And now you go, you see the product, you go to them and say, how's it feeling? Oh my God, I've got so many orders, there's so much excitement. To me, it's a real great joy because you feel their pressure, the build-up, aimed at the right direction, with success, with commercial success. So for us, this is just brilliant.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, and enjoy the rest of the show. And I'll probably see you around. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the world of Ali, the largest and most diverse food service equipment company on the planet. With over 110 brands under the Ali Group umbrella, we serve more than 150 countries worldwide. Our brands are at the forefront of innovation, offering cutting-edge technology and ergonomic designs that keep pace with the ever-evolving market. But we're not just a global leader, we're a network of local companies working together to deliver excellence. Ali Group's unmatched expertise in food service makes us the proud exclusive sponsor of Kitchen Curiosity. To learn more, visit aligroup.com.
I'm joined now by three guests, from the Ali Group, actually. I'll let them introduce themselves. So I'll start with you, Paul, if you want to introduce yourself. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you for welcoming, and I'm happy to be here. I'm Paul from the Aloma Company.
and I'm for the export sales area in Western Europe,
right,
and UK. Well, Western is also Spain. And I'm with the company already 25 years, actually.
Oh, wow.
I've got an anniversary. Wow. So I'm one of those...
You're a veteran.
Seniors. A veteran. No, veteran is stopped. You know, then you are a veteran. No, I'm a senior, I would say.
Right,
no,
right,
it's okay. So, and I'm happy to be here.
Great. Well, welcome. Carlo.
Hi, everybody.
Hello again.
Hello, hello. My name is Carlo Brunanti. I work for Dirham Cromo. I'm the commercial director. I'm in charge of sales, after sales, and marketing. I am working for Ali since more than 2.5 decades.
Okay.
And this is a wonderful family. Yes.
Yeah, and you have a very beautiful stand, I have to say.
Oh, thanks very much.
I went past, like, wow, yes. Envious. I think we're coming for lunch tomorrow there. So.
Yeah, yeah, you are very welcome. Well, actually, this year is we are turning 40. We are 40 years old.
Okay.
Yes. We have got a friend. He's an artist. We wanted to celebrate our 40th anniversary with street art pictures.
Okay.
Yes. The symbol are person blended with animals that fit, so to say, this is what the artist is transmitting. They fit very well with the nature. And you see all of them from the back painting the wall.
Yeah.
The message is that each one of us is painting our future. So each one of us is writing his own future. The message is that we have got only 6 selected models on our booth, and each of them is unique. So we are, from our side, we are in a certain way painting our future.
Thank you for clearing that up, because I was looking at it earlier, yeah, thinking it looks beautiful.
Thanks.
But what is it? So, yeah. Monica, welcome back.
Thank you very much for inviting
you again.
Me. Good to see you again.
Anytime,
yes.
Do you want to introduce yourself for the listeners?
Yes, my name is Monica Arato. I've been working with Mareno for the last 24 years, going around 25 almost. I think I'm the youngest here because I heard my colleagues here.
You're the youngest by far.
Yeah. They have more than 25 years experience in the Ali Group. I'm very close to that anyway. I'm the export area manager in charge for sales towards Northern Europe, which means all cold countries speaking English or German, plus Far East, hot countries.
Yeah.
Different market, different point of views, very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And you have another beautiful stand. I'm sorry, Aloma, because I haven't yet been to the Aloma stand. So I'll give it a shout tomorrow.
Yes,
so,
yeah. You should. We have some nice things to look at.
Yeah.
So you've got some interesting products going on.
Yes. We've got almost everything on the booth. Products which are needed in the everyday life, and then lots of new concepts looking into the future.
Yeah.
Which means how to make the kitchen more comfortable, how to make the kitchen for people working in there more practical, and also how to measure performance of the kitchen, of the single appliances as well as the full kitchen.
Okay.
Because you can't judge, judge something if you don't measure it.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And this is something, of course, looking to the future. The connected kitchen, so to say.
And maybe, Paul, just before we get into the sort of group discussion,
we are in the same line as what Monica was just saying, to make the life in the kitchen more friendly and more easy to use. Just a very simple thing that we have introduced. I mean, there's not big innovative things on our booth, but more like improving the application use. And a very simple thing is like a telescopic pull-out rail system from our ovens to make the use of the oven, how to put things inside the oven and taking things out of the oven more easy by pulling out the rails on a secured way. Because we also see that there's more and more people in the kitchen who are not used to those hot appliances. And if you make it more safe and secure by these pull-out rails, makes it so much easier. And it's also adjustable to the time of use of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, during the mise en place time, it's a regular combi oven, baking oven, convection oven. But during the a la carte moment, you just click in the pull-out rails, and it's a complete other appliance for the use of that moment of the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course. So yeah, some.
So these are things that we're looking to
add on, but improve things.
Add on, but also adding on that ventless hood systems that not just taking away the steam and vapors, but also the odors and the smell and the particles. But with that, we managed to get the latent heat from the units reduced by almost 65%.
Yep. Well, we have, you probably know that we've got two of your ovens going on the 29th floor of the Leadenhall building.
Oh, the cheese grater.
Yeah, in January.
With
the vents.
With the ventless hoods,
that's going to be one of those. I'm excited to see that. You're going to have to come across the UK and see.
I will. I mean, I was by myself very much surprised about the effect of the units. I'm going to be honest. When it was first introduced to me, I was looking at it like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's good.
They are big and ugly bumps on top of the oven.
But it works very well. I think it's one of the best in the market.
It was
the reason.
It was when I saw them in action, then I realized, like, ho, this is a totally other ball game. It's not about the looks, it's about the solution that we provide. And that makes it completely different. So these are the things that we do also to improve the quality of the workspace of the operators.
The
make it easier. Make it more comfortable, but also for the institutional market where we have those, the two units you have been used for that project, they are compact units, which we also install in assisted living concepts where care keepers are taking care about the hot meal. They are not used to those equipment, so that pull-out system is especially for them safety.
Okay, so just take a little bit step back, or we'll look at a fresh perspective. So obviously we're here, host Milan. We're end of the day. You're all looking quite fresh still.
Because he's only the first day.
He's only the first day. Carlo, how's it been for you today?
Yes, very good. We had a lot of work, a lot of visitors. Actually, we have been very busy to host all the people because we had a lot of people from overseas, coming from Latin America and Far East and Middle East.
Okay.
We are very happy. This, for us, is not a very important show. This is the show of the shows.
Right.
Taking place, as you know, every second year.
Yeah.
People that come to host do not come to find an importing company or a big importing company, but they come to find a manufacturer. So every single producer, not only Italian producer, but also foreigner producer, wait the host show in Milan to introduce their job, the work they did over the last 2 years.
New products or whatever that is.
Actually, this is the best moment to introduce a new product.
Yeah.
It's very much international. We do only 10% of our turnover in Italy. 90% is sold abroad to more than 130 countries.
Wow.
So here you meet people from all over the world, different cultures, different needs, different point of views, different background, you know. But you see, more and more, the world is getting smaller, meaning that each one is now caring more and more about savings.
You know,
our motto is water saving. You know, we consider, not ourselves, but the market consider the washing one of the three main pillars of a kitchen.
Yeah.
You've got cooking, you've got cooling, and you've got washing.
Yes.
Nowadays, you know, water is gold, and we have to save water.
Absolutely.
Once you save water, you save electricity, because you need less energy when you use less water. And then you need less chemical. So the goal is to reduce water.
Of course. And Monica, how has it been for you today?
Very
every time
good.
I go and buy you, you're busy.
Very good. No, as a matter of fact, more customer than expected. Some people were a little bit afraid and said they would not come to Milan. At the end of the day, they could not resist. And all came here. Yes.
Seriously?
Wow. More people than expected. Very interesting. For us, as Carlo said, it's a showcase. Milan is the place where all manufacturers show ideas for future development. You know what is interesting? Every company, of course, is developing new features for different countries, thinking that some features are interesting for that country asking only. By showing it here, you learn how it can be interesting for other markets, for different markets.
Mm-hmm. We do agree with you.
Yeah. Exchange of experience as well.
What I like on the show, on the booth,
is that the interaction between the different visitors from different areas. And let's be honest, I mean, the common language also on the booth is English, so everyone you can speak to.
Yeah.
And then you have a South African person, and there was a Polish person, and one was experienced already with our product, and the other was maybe curious, and he said, oh, but that we can use as well. Oh, this can also be used
there
in
ours. There is a very positive attitude toward us, which means constructive. People are talking to each other to share, okay, there might be some problems here and there, but they are talking about good experiences or ideas how to use the certain equipment. And I found it very, very interesting. I had, I think, the best meeting ever today, or the best future customer, I hope so, a 15-year-old boy, which came to the booth with his mother.
Oh, wow.
He says he would like to be a chef in the future.
Wow.
And he was asking the question, what should he be looking at for his future profession? It's incredible. It's the first time this happens to me.
The guy was from which country?
He was from Switzerland.
Ah, okay.
Wow.
Incredible.
That's impressive.
Yes.
Isn't it?
This is actually a B2B exhibition.
I don't know
how he got in here.
Because I don't think children are,
by his
are children
mother.
Allowed in? I don't think they are.
15 years old.
Yeah. But
they
anyway,
must be allowed, yeah.
Hey, that's a great story.
Then your son, he's your child.
Yeah. I'd sneak him in. He'd be at the ice cream place.
And Andy did the best possible booth.
My gosh. It was really nice.
Yes.
You think, or you rethink, actually, your experience or knowledge in a different way, because you need to give a different perspective to a young boy.
15, who,
yeah, 15 is
he
very young.
He must have a very inspiring mentor.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
To come and the mother said he's trying every single type of food since he was a child.
Wow, he's one to watch then.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Keep an eye on him.
So just thinking about the host and the exhibition, is there a theme that you can spot here amongst exhibitors or even what the visitors are looking for? Or is there no theme? I mean, sustainability, innovation, design, I don't know what,
Yeah, connectivity.
Okay.
Control, data management.
Yeah.
So what you just said, Monica, you have to measure, otherwise you can't manage.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of entrepreneurs, but also people who are running a restaurant or hotel, they are doing a lot of things out of their belly.
Yeah.
I think this will work. But based on experience, maybe, which can be absolutely valid, but we would like to give people the possibility to really measure. And that, I think, is also what people are looking for. How can I manage my total cost of ownership of my kitchen? How can I reduce what you just said?
Water.
Yes. How can I reduce the peaks in my energy consume? All these
even
things.
Even easier, why should I start the equipment at 6:30 if I start cooking at 8 o'clock in the morning, for example? All things like that.
Yep. So this is a common question, I would say I do receive.
Is that what you're saying as well, Carlos?
It started in the very beginning with the big chains, big key account. But now he's going also towards private restaurant owners, you know.
Yeah.
But this goes also about space saving, labor saving, you know. Now the employees are lifted up in the organization. So they say the machine is doing the job they were doing, and the personnel is raising up in the organization, which is good.
And the reinvestment is much more conscious. It's about consciousness, because before people working in the kitchen were just busy working, cooking. Nowadays there is an important part, which is thinking how to organize the work and make it efficient.
We as we are sitting here, manufacturers, getting in contact with country distributors, country importing companies, we also would like to make their life a little bit less complicated.
Yes.
And one of those things is that we offer them, say, register the units so that we know that we can follow as a manufacturer what is the history of that unit. If you as an importing distributing company are doing service, make sure you note it, register, and do it. And that's as a token of, you know, support. We also register them and say, you know what, if you register, you get 3 years parts warranty for free.
Okay, so just to come to the end of this bit of the pod, we got 3 or 4 minutes left. For people that are visiting, can you give any hints or tips, maybe Carlos? What's the strategy? You know, when you come to host the first time, what do I need to do? Can you give any ideas? Or
That's of course that we invite the visitor to visit Ali Group Company.
Yeah, of course.
Not because we are Ali, but Ali is really is the leading group.
Yes.
There are independent company, which is good. Each one is developing his own, so he will find a multicultural group with people really devoted to development
and listening to people.
Actually, we are, you see that all Ali Group companies now are very much known to be the leader of the market. We are not the followers, so to say, with respect to everybody. So, for example, nowadays DIR is part of a very important committee on a European level to give a new rule about what means washing results. Back to what Paul said, give a number. So this is a dirty plate, or this is a dirty glass. How can you judge whether the glass is clean or not? Do you put the glass next to the light to see whether there are some spots, or do you measure how the glass is clean?
Yes.
Well, DIR is one of the few European manufacturers that are involved to develop a norm that, according to our experience, will, as it happened in the past, will then be adopted also by the United States. So Europeans are leading the catering market.
Okay.
This is our experience.
And then, final question for you all. What does success look like, briefly, for you, Paul, at the end of this week? What success can look like for you, do you
my
think?
My success would be that I could welcome visitors with an open mind, that they say, okay, to get them curious, like, oh, but there's more to it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, hold on, because, which is normal for human beings, we are all well in our comfort zone.
Yeah.
But I'd like to take them out of their comfort zone. I'd like to challenge them.
Yeah.
And if I could only find every day one of them to get them out of the comfort zone.
Educate them. Maybe educate them.
Well, make them look outside of their
comfort zone.
Plate.
Yeah.
I think you're right. It's very rewarding.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not about teaching or training, but it's rewarding when you see that people feel satisfaction because they have learned something new. It's not about us teaching or saying things, but them discovering new things.
And if I would have every single day at least one, they said, like, gosh, I didn't know that. I need to look into that, because that is like, I never knew.
Yeah.
And that is a little bit what I find sometimes, that it's hard for people to get out of their comfort zone.
Of course. So, Monica,
yeah.
Quickly for you, what success?
Success
in a few words
already,
for me.
Well, it's already the fact that people who said or believe they will not come, they have come because they not stay away. They know they will find. They will find anything. A recommendation for everybody visiting host: start early in the morning. The show starts at 9:30, because you may be surprised and discover more than you are looking for.
Definitely. And final thought, Carlos, from you: what success? What's it look like for you for Dear?
Well, we are now entering a very important part of the business, which is big projects.
Okay.
We have got consultants that are coming to visit us more and more. They are specifying our machines. We meet their requests.
Requests.
So
okay.
we are considered flexible. We are considered. We like to be local everywhere.
Yeah.
For example, we are now developing some new machines for Asia because there are some new trends.
Yeah.
So we like to be local everywhere because the market is so different. And of course, as we said before, every country is learning from each other, you know.
Okay.
But it is important. For example, in Britain, we sell some machines that are not common to be sold in other countries. And we have got the British certification for the British market. So we have to be local everywhere. Listen to the market. Not say this is the right machine, but what do you need, Mr. Customer? I've got the right machine for your needs. That's the goal for us.
Perfect.
And let them discover that what you are manufacturing is exactly what they were waiting
Absolutely.
For.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, I think we could talk for hours.
Yes.
But unfortunately, we don't have hours. We're out of time.
Yes.
But thank you so much for your time.
It was a pleasure.
Coming
thank
to
you.
See me.
Thank
Always
you,
good to see you all again.
Thank you for inviting
thank you very much.
No problem. And enjoy the rest of your exhibition.
It was a joy.
Thank you.
And greetings,
thank
everyone.
You.
Thank you.
Okay. Greetings to you. Yes,
thank
come
everyone.
To host. Come to host.
Hello, welcome back. So this is segment three of the host Milan episode, the first of two in this series. And I'm now joined by four more guests from Ali Group companies that have come and share their experiences. So without further ado, I'll let them introduce themselves. So my first guest, I'll let you introduce yourself from Scotsman.
I'm Michele Granziera from Scotsman International. I'm the sales director and I'm working with Scotsman Industries in the last 30 years with different roles.
Great, fantastic. Welcome to the show.
Thank
Hope
you.
You've had a good day so far.
Thank you.
Greg, if you wouldn't mind.
Yes, Greg Archer here from Mentos Cooking Solutions. I'm the director and I've been with Mentos for 20 years now.
Wow, okay. Good day so far?
Yeah, better than I thought for the first day, actually. Yeah, a lot
look,
of new
you
faces.
You look fresh. You're
feeling
not
good.
Too
feeling
tired.
Good. Feeling ready.
I'm Patrizia Terribile. I'm the managing director of Grand Impianti Intelligent Equipment. I've been with the company for many, many years. I won't tell you how many.
Okay. Welcome. I hope you've had a good day so far.
It has good. It's been an interesting day.
Yeah.
Even if we saw more existing customers rather than new ones. But the existing ones are bringing us good news. So we are happy.
Happy days. Well, that's good, isn't it? So, welcome to the show. Introduce yourself, that's great.
Thank you. Yes, I'm Daniele Romano. I'm the managing director of Indax based in Switzerland.
Okay.
I'm with Indax since 25 years.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you so
You've
much.
You've had a good day so far?
Very busy, interesting. A lot of people visiting the stand. Interesting about our technology. That's exciting.
Great. Okay. So, I mean, I'll put it out to anyone. How's it been so far? What's the vibe like from the visitors? Yeah, what's your thoughts so far for day one, at the end of day one?
I didn't mention before, but also for us was a fantastic day.
Okay.
Basically, it was difficult for me to come here in time because it was non-stop from the opening. So the expectation is definitely very, very good.
So busy, lots of visitors.
Busy, good visitors. This exhibition for me, it won probably the most important in our business because it's collecting all the manufacturers from Europe, US, and Asia.
Yeah.
So I'm doing this exhibition since many years, and it's apart from this small break during the COVID time, but it was really always
very, very good.
I would agree with that. This is my 10th host.
Wow.
That I've been involved with, and it's always it's a one-stop shop to see all of your customers in one place for a few packed days. Everybody comes here for high energy.
Yeah.
They're ready to see what's happening and go home with new ideas.
Yeah.
It's a really a greatest gathering place for our industry, I think.
Okay. And it's become quite international really now, isn't it? I mean, I've said this on the previous segment. It seems to be even more international this year. I don't know if I'm wrong, but
absolutely.
Yeah. It's kind of like someone described it as the show of shows. I think that's a fair comment.
It's definitely the show of shows in the HoReCa market. They are coming from all over the world.
Yeah.
And they normally look for news that are bringing into the market from top companies. So there's a lot of expectation from the customers when they come to us, at least in my sector, that's the laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic because that show, I would agree with Michele, with Greg, and with Patrizia, that you can meet everybody around the world.
Yes.
What I'm really surprised, I had the chance today to meet a lot of Americans.
Okay.
That is something new to me because I don't remember that so many people out of the U.S. are visiting that show. Yeah.
Okay.
That was really a surprise for the first day to me.
Right, okay. And that's, well, we haven't heard that before so far today. People talk about Asian market.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
At least it was not my impression that so many people out of the U.S. are visiting the host.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, but they have the big shows there. But yeah. It's good though, isn't it, I suppose?
Absolutely, it is.
Is there a theme? Do you feel a theme amongst the exhibitors, like innovation or design or sustainability, or is there a theme?
I would say that sustainability is already a theme since a few years.
Yeah.
We personally introduced this year two new lines, which are basically represented 70% of our product range. And the main focus was energy saving and water saving, besides of cleaning and other stuff. But that was the focus.
Okay.
So it's still a very important argument.
Sustainability.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of new products here I've seen as I've walked around. A lot of product launches. I guess people are holding on to things, aren't they, until host, I guess.
It's the perfect exhibition to launch something new. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think one theme that's come across our section of the business has to do with large production kitchens. And
yeah.
Traceability seems to be the biggest thing on people's minds now, certainly post-COVID, about how they can track the food security of the food that's being produced to the point of service or to the point of the end customer.
Okay. In what sense do you mean food security? Like,
well, they want to know where it's been made, when it's made, who's made it, what temperature's been held at, how did it get from A to B,
yeah,
so
okay.
on and so on, and what temperatures are being stored at and for how long at that point of sale.
Right, okay.
For us, traceability is connected to connectivity. We are launching here at the show our new cloud platform that will allow to make and take informed decision, as they say,
yeah.
and will allow to turn the data into value. Because
yeah.
when you know how machines are behaving, what they are doing, then you are able to take the right decision about any action you can do toward the equipment. And
yeah.
Our main new year at the show is the new cloud that yeah. we are launching right now. And it's very close to what you say. When you have the data and you know how the equipment behave, you can take the right decision, starting from servicing the equipment, from the maintenance, when it is time to add the new machine as the one you have is overloaded. And all this kind of information you can have just if the equipment are connected.
Exactly.
And how's the feedback from the customer on that technology?
They are excited. They are really excited. There are customers that simply need the connected
they
equipment.
Want that.
They want that.
Okay.
They need it, especially if they rent equipment instead of selling. They really need to have all the data regarding the equipment that they are renting.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And it's definitely a theme that I've picked up on, exactly what you're saying. You know, monitoring, traceability, connectivity. Probably more so than sustainability. Sustainability has always been there, hasn't it?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's necessary. It's something we did already many years ago.
For us, sustainability in the sense of energy consumption and water consumption is very important for the chain business because they want to reduce their operational cost. And for us, producing ice, the less water, the less energy we use to do that
is reducing their running cost.
Of course, yeah.
For them, it's very important. Yeah.
To me, it's just about innovation. So everybody who is talking about induction are expecting to see something new, mm-hmm. more advanced technology,
yes.
to offer even added value in terms of energy saving, of innovation, flexibility. So we are presenting today, during the host, our new X2 series,
right, okay.
which means that basically we have complete new features. We have a modularity. So you can do even more than what you're expecting to do with induction.
Okay. More higher power and
More power.
Yeah.
You can really design your range however you want, because space is always a matter which really matters when you're designing a product.
Yeah.
And with our induction solution, you are able to get just remove the induction solution itself from the range, so that you don't need just space for the electronic.
Okay.
So you can put it up to 6 meters away from the cooking hob.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so basically it's, from a design perspective, fantastic, because you are not limited in terms of space.
Yeah, of course. And Greg, Metos, is there anything that you're sort of showing on the exhibition, innovation or technology or highlighting that you want,
Our customer bases are focused on how to make more food in smaller spaces.
Right, okay.
And part of that is through extended shelf life, where they can make larger batches of things less often.
Yeah, okay.
So centralized kitchen production. So if this is not just healthcare, not just flight catering anymore, it's everybody who's got a central kitchen for chain account restaurants, where the point of sale kitchens are quite small. So yes. Everything's made in a base kitchen.
Okay.
Kind of thing. So,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we have these technologies that allow us to do cook, mix, and chill, an extended shelf life to your products without changing or altering the customer's recipes or portfolio of their stuff. So they're finding things like our sous vide unit, which does up to 1,000 kilos in one go, is something that is being talked about a lot more. Sous vide's not something new; it's been around since the 70s. But
yes.
But the technology has become smaller. And so a lot of kitchens can now consider large format production kitchens like they couldn't in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I suppose, well, that allows consistency as well of product.
Exactly.
So if I
standardization.
Go, wherever I go, I'm going to get the same yep. meal.
And also keeps your costs in line. It keeps your staffing in line. It allows you to have less fluctuation in the flow of the kitchen. There's no more stress anymore. Everybody can make things a little bit more in advance. And that calms all the labor costs down.
Okay. And from your side, is there any particular innovation or anything that you're highlighting or that you want to highlight during
host? Yes, we are also introducing here our new roller ironer.
Okay.
Again, we have a problem of space in the laundries. Many times laundries are small, so we managed to improve the productivity of the roller ironer, even reducing the footprint.
Yeah.
This was a big result, because sometimes in the laundries, the space is really a nightmare. And so the customers were calling us, and they were not telling us what they needed to iron. They told us how much space they had.
So they had, right, okay, yes.
I have 1.80 meters, which kind of roller ironers can I fit in?
Yeah.
And so that's why we work in reducing the footprint of the new equipment that we are introducing here, and that will be in the market next January.
Right, okay, fantastic. Okay. So we've got a little bit longer on the podcast. So if people haven't been to host before and they're visiting for the first time, and maybe they're listening to it tomorrow morning, can you give them any hints or tips? You know, because it's huge. What would be
number one thing? No new shoes.
Right, okay. Fantastic.
Leave the new shoes at home.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No place to test them out here.
Yeah. Perfect.
Leave the hotel very early, because it has a lot of people.
Step
just
two,
to get
leave hotel
on
early.
Time.
Yeah.
And then focus on what you want to see, because the exhibition is super big. We have nearly 2 kilometers from one side to the other. So you have really to focus by pavilion what you want to see.
Yeah.
Particularly if you have a couple of days only of visits.
Of course, yeah. So maximize your time.
Yeah.
Be strategic in your approach. Any hints or tips about what you think?
what they told is just perfect. So I do not know what to add.
That's okay. I mean, it is, if you've not been to Host before, then it is huge, isn't it? I mean, the first thing I remember when I came, you know, 10 years ago, I was just like, wow. It's like nothing you've ever seen before, but yeah. And why do you think people, why should people visit Host? Big question.
There isn't another show like Host worldwide. I mean, you want to see anything goes on in the food service equipment, and not only food service equipment, also in the laundry, I would say, you have to come to us, definitely. There isn't another show like this one around the world, according to my opinion and experience.
Yeah, like I said before, the difference is that there are other big exhibitions in the US, in Asia. But here, first of all, in Europe, there is the highest number manufacturer of this specific business.
Yes.
But together with that, they are coming all the others.
Yeah.
The American ones and the Asian ones. In the past, it was not like that. I agree with you.
Yeah.
There were not so many American, there were not so many Asian. Now they are coming from all over the world because they know that they find any manufacturer exhibiting this show.
You have the chance to meet everybody you want to meet.
Yeah.
So everybody is here. So there is no better place to meet your customer, to meet competition.
Yeah.
Because it's also important just to see what the other guys are doing.
Of course, it's always
very, very interesting seeing people, talking with friends, with colleagues, with customers. So I think it's the perfect place to be for many, many reasons.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Greg, have you?
I think regardless of industry, whether you're a cafe owner, a restaurateur, a hotelier, or somebody who's operating, you know, multi-million euro budgets in large-scale food service, there's people here to talk to.
Yes.
And whatever problem that you think you have, there's people here to solve it for you.
Yeah.
I think that that's the biggest key.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, I think that's a fair point. And it's, there's a real buzz and positive attitude and vibe going on, I think, everywhere through the show, which is great. So just to sort of wrap us up as we're coming to the end, what will success look like for you at Scotsman at the end of these 5 days?
Basically, the exhibition for a manufacturer is also to find a new opportunity of business. So for us, could be eventually cover with new partners some country which are currently not under our distribution network, just a few honestly, because we distribute already in 100 countries, so it's difficult to find other corners, but there is always something new. And the other fact is to meet important big end user, because we have two type of customer distribution. We have the end user, but we have also our distributors.
Yes.
So big end user, of course, it's a important catch for us.
Okay. And from laundry perspective, what will success look like at the end of...
Honestly, to find new contacts.
Okay.
I mean, we are happy to see our existing customers, and it's a perfect moment to sit down, have a coffee, discuss where the market is going, and what we should do if they have special problems, how we could solve them. But basically, as manufacturers, we come to the show to meet new prospects.
Of course.
And
that's
for
fine. And for you?
So for Index, I would say the first one is meeting with existing customer.
Yeah.
The second one is new opportunities, certainly. And the third one, as an induction manufacturer, so every single discussion I'm going to have with people, why is induction better than gas?
Yeah.
It's a fantastic discussion. So
why is it better than gas? In a short way.
Yeah, in a short way, it's more efficient.
Okay.
It's more user-friendly.
Yep.
So you don't have to clean the kitchen so many times as when using gas.
Yeah, because the carbon output.
A lot of advantages. So every single discussion where people asking me, Daniele, why should I use induction instead of gas? I really love to have that discussion, and I hope to really contribute that people are starting to use more induction compared to gas.
Definitely. And Greg, what's success for you?
I agree with my colleagues about meeting our existing customers, learning about new customer opportunities, and because of our segment is the time it takes for a project to come together can be 12 to 24 months in big kitchens.
Yes.
So I would say that education is our biggest priority for people to come here and learn something about what is available, what's out there for their planning purposes, because a lot of people come to us and it's in their mind. This is what we want to do. We don't quite know how to get there. We're looking for some guidance. And if we're able to help with that for their decision-making process in the years to come, then that's a goal for us.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. And busy evenings for you all, or, you know, what, anything planned going on?
Normally a lot of dinners with customers.
A lot of dinners. And
typical.
Yeah. I mean, it's day one. You're all looking quite fresh. Maybe I'll see how you're looking.
Just the first
days will be different.
Just the first evening.
Good. Well, listen, thank you so much for joining me. I know you're all busy, and I really appreciate you taking the time to come and talk to our listeners, give them some insight into Host. I hope you've enjoyed it. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode, and thank you for listening. I know it's been quite a noisy background, but we, as I said, we've been recording live at the Alley Group Pavilion at Milan Host. I think it's been quite an interesting podcast, and we've obviously learned from different professionals about what's going on here. If you've got any questions that you'd like me to cover, please email me at radford@kitchencuriosity.co.uk. I've been your host, Radford Chancellor, and you've been listening to Kitchen Curiosity.
Kitchen Curiosity is written and hosted by Radford Chancellor and is edited and produced by Tom Anderson. Kitchen Curiosity is exclusively sponsored by Alley Group and is a Sound Rebel production.